This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I was talking earlier about to be white in America these days, the angst one must feel for just being born white. And it makes me think about how people probably felt back in the day when they were like, Bob, these black people just take so much. You know, how do they put up with it? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. To be white. I mean, it's amazing to me that in 2019, we are oppressing a group of people the same way that Democrats back in the day oppressed black folks for the color of their skin, and nobody sees the irony. Nobody sees the irony. White privilege, white nationalism, two terms often used by leftists to essentially denote America's, quote, racist past and supposed racist present. And I talk about this all the time in the sense that the United States is not a white country. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. The United States of America is far from a white country. It is everything. There are pockets. You want to go to Appalachia? Yeah, there's going to be a lot of whites. You go to Compton, there's going to be a lot of blacks. No, nobody's complaining. It isn't like one can't live in the other. You may not want to live there because it isn't culturally your fit, but you can live there. There are black people in Appalachia and there are white people in Compton. I know. Shocker. White privilege and white nationalism. For those promoting those terms, they want to demoralize a big segment of America's population. Who would do this? Who? It's like going to a ball game, you know, of kids and heckling all the kids. You know, oh, look at little Johnny there with his limp. You know, why would you do that? We're a country that supposedly understands all the things that we needed to overcome, that we need to build people up. And all the left does is they want to demoralize. They demoralize blacks, even giving blacks everything that we've gotten. Taking us to the pinnacle, to the point of the presidency, and they still want to demoralize us. It doesn't matter how big you get, Kevin. It doesn't matter how many black presidents there are. You are still a silly little Negro man that needs my help. And now it's white folks. Look, if you think you can trick black people because you've made us stupid, because you made our schools the worst ones in the country and so on and so forth, congratulations. But now you're going to the so-called educated. These are the kids. White kids are supposed to be smart enough to recognize game. And, oh, little white kid, look at you, born with your privilege. And a white kid would say, I don't know what privilege is because I can see my buddy over there has got more than I have. You know, or whatever, but that's a whole other discussion I'll talk about here in a second. Here's my point. These are, for the most part, white privilege and white nationalism as it pertains to the Kevin Jackson Show audience doesn't exist. Forget about it. You white people have no more privilege over me, and your nationalism is colorless. Your nationalism is about Americanism. But the Democrats, the leftists, they want you to feel bad. They want you to feel bad for support of your country, this racist country, a country that you built based on your privilege. You're stepping on the neck of somebody. Nothing could be further from the truth except for the people who are accusing you of it. See, the truth is they are exactly what they say. They are white nationalist in the sense that they don't love America, but they're nationalist in terms of their ideology. And they exercise their privilege by making sure you understand that you don't have any. I'm talking about black folks. We don't have any privilege. They do. And they exercise that privilege by reminding us of it and by trying to chastise other people, making them feel bad. as who reaps the benefits of criticizing somebody about white privilege and white nationalism. Ironically, leftist white folks. Yep. Ordinary white people, regular white folks, particularly conservative white folks, you have no more privilege than any other nationality. And just for the record, neither does anybody. Neither does any white person. And that's using a leftist measurement. So let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Leftists say money doesn't buy happiness. Don't believe me, but you go look this up. They say that anybody that makes more than $70,000 a year, if you make $70,000 a year, that is the edge of happiness. In other words, if you're, and let's just use it as an amount of money that helps you pay your bills. So take it up to 200 grand. That's the maximum happiness. They've proven through studies you can't be any more happy with more money than that. And I believe it. Look, I have friends that are billionaires and they do a lot of really cool things. But in the long run, I honestly believe I'm as happy as they are. Do they have more toys? Absolutely. Do they do more things? They certainly do. But they're not having more fun. So if that's the case, and by the way, these studies are leftists trying to make you feel good about not making something, about not being greedy. Don't be a greedy capitalist. If you make up to $70,000, that's the edge of happiness. Okay, so let's go with that. But if that's true, then a billionaire has no more privilege than I do. Oh, Kevin, they can get all these things done. Look, I get it. They got money to burn. They got money to buy politicians or whatever else. But based on what leftists have told me, they want to convince me, Kevin, there's no reason for you to go out there and make any more money, to be any more aggressive, to be any more greedy than making more than your 70 grand because it isn't going to make you any happier. Okay. Then you can't complain about the guy who goes out, buys politicians, buys boats, buys yachts, buys, you know, prostitutes. I don't know what he's buying. You can't say that he's having more privilege. You get what I'm saying? And then, since when did money denote privilege? It's like somebody going, well, you know, your friend there makes more money than you. He's a better man. If people measure themselves based on money, why would anybody want to be, you know, why would you want to be an engineer, for example, when you can be a doctor and make a lot more money? Cardiologist or neurologist. Why would you? Why would you want to be a family practice or a pediatrician when the cardiologist and neurologist are going to make more money? If we're measuring that way, it's antithetical to anything that these people are talking about when they talk about white privilege and white nationalism. But they sell this stuff each and every day, and they're selling it to our kids. Lots more to talk about on this subject and others when we get back. Folks, you're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show. Keep it here.
This is The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jocks? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I treat a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I found the next Democratic candidate for the 2020 election cycle. Perfect candidate. I mean, better than Avenatti, better than Stormy Daniels, better than Beto O'Rourke, better than Swalwell, you name it. There is nobody better, maybe Putin, that could run as a Democrat in the 2020 election cycle against Donald Trump. But I found the guy, and it is a man. But that's okay. Don't hold that against him. His toxic masculinity this time will actually endear you to him, or him to you. It works better that way. Yeah. He's toxically masculine. He's a perfect Democrat. The chess champion, the Latvian Czech chess phenom is who I'm talking about. I mean, think about it. He's a chess champion, so he's got brains. He's Latvian and Czech, so that checks off that box. He doesn't need to be American, right, Kamala Harris? We've already proven that with Barack Obama. You don't have to be born here necessarily. I mean, it doesn't matter. Let's just throw the old Constitution out. Latvian Czech chess phenom. His legitimacy has been questioned That's why he makes such a good Democrat, because he's embroiled in scandal. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Kevin, how could a chess champion have anything to do with politics? You crazy black man. Explain that to me. Okay, white people, listen up. This is a dude, Latvian chess phenom, who has been under the radar. He is the Lance Armstrong of chess. Yeah. Which makes him the perfect Democrat, because he's cheating and he's daring you to catch him. He's been cheating for years, and he's been saying, catch me if you can. Nah, 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 nah. He's doing that little crazy dance the kids do today with a rubber band or the squeegee between your butt cheeks kind of dance. That dance, that's what he's been doing to the chess community. Yep. He was allegedly caught cheating inside of a bathroom during a tournament in France this week. Mm-hmm. He had a secret server, a secret bathroom server known as Google. Grandmaster Igor Rosses, age 58, was suspended from the Strasbourg Open after a photo emerged showing him sitting on a toilet looking at a phone during a break in play. Mm-hmm. He wasn't reading up on Trump's foreign policy. No, he was Googling IBM's Big Blue on how to make the next best move against Aspasia, whoever he was playing. Oh, man. Caught red-handed. World Federation Director Emil Sikowski posted to Facebook, phones are typically banned from chess tournaments because players can use certain apps to analyze their moves in previous games and gain an unfair advantage. Rosses was suspended after they found a device in the bathroom. He signed a declaration stating it was his. That's why you know he wasn't from the Clinton camp, because he admitted it. He said, yep, it's mine. But still, he has all the makings of a great presidential candidate for the Democrats. He's a scam artist. Yep. Here's what he said. I simply lost my mind yesterday, he told chess.com. I confirmed the fact of using my phone during the game. What could I say more? Yes, I was tired after the morning game. All the Facebook activity of accusers also have a known impact. At least what I committed yesterday is a good lesson. Not for me. I played my last game of chess already. I don't even know what that means, except he's saying all the people who have been accusing him of cheating on Facebook got to him. So he decided, I'll make the truth tellers out of them. I'll get them by cheating. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I'm giving you the next Democratic presidential candidate. When is Rosses going to declare? Because he is the perfect Democrat. Says he lost his mind yesterday. Now, before you're too hard on this man, let's consider this as a chess gambit and call it the Comey-Clinton gambit. Okay? So, there's overwhelming evidence of his obvious cheating. But in the Comey-Clinton gambit, is this really cheating? Rosses is merely a pawn being used by the oppressive Trump-Putin oligarchy. Put another way, Trump colluded with the Russians to frame Rosses. That's how this all happened. Who put that camera in the bathroom? The NSA? Donald Trump? FISA courts? FBI? Huh? Somebody? Somebody talk to this black man, because I'm about to go crazy up in here. Yeah, who put that there? I'd like to know. Could we convene a special counsel and put Robert Mueller in charge of finding out who put that there? Because we all know the answer. It was Putin and Trump setting up this Democratic candidate. All this man wanted was to be free. All he wanted was to be the leader of the free world. And Donald Trump set him up. Didn't want him to win in 2020. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. So here's what I loved about this. Because there's more Clinton-like comparison. See, Rosses has long been suspected of cheating in competition play. Yeah, here's what this article says. He stunned the chess world by racking up victories and progressing from regular grandmaster to super grandmaster in a 6-year span. And a guy, a grandmaster by the name of Danny Gormley, said, "It's amazing he wasn't stopped earlier. It seems naive that people think someone can improve that much in their 50s. Talk about an ageist. Talk about an ageist. Can't improve in their 50s. Yeah, but see, here's what the deal is. In the real world of chess, you don't improve in your 50s. By the time you're in your 50s, you've honed your skills, your brain is wired, and there are no more Bobby Fischers. So the chess world was going, how is this guy just beating people up? Has he got the NSA and the FBI and the books cooked? What's he doing? I told you this man would be a perfect Democratic candidate. He's got the creds. He's got the chess playing creds. He just ain't as good as they make him sound. See, that's his problem. He's not as good as it sounds. So he's got to fudge it, because that's what leftists do. They got to fudge. If he can't learn how to play chess, well, he'll just go on steroids. He's a Lance Armstrong of chess. He is the Hillary Clinton of chess. He is the Barack Obama of chess. Pick your nefarious leftist, and that is who Rossus is. A man who was looking for a shortcut to get to fame and fortune and didn't care who was destroyed doing it. Didn't care what the ramifications were. He never planned on getting caught. I don't know who put that camera up there, but they knew what they were doing. They knew what was happening. We got cameras on these leftists.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is criticizing the foreign policies of previous administrations.
We didn't lead. We let the bureaucrats and international organizations lead us. We let our allies shun their responsibilities.
Addressing an American Legion convention in Indianapolis, Pompeo says the Trump administration is following a back-to-basics approach that excludes apologizing for America. It's an emotional day for Jeffrey Epstein's alleged sexual assault victims. More than a dozen women were at a court hearing in Lower Manhattan on Tuesday. Some of the women were in tears and hugging each other as they told their stories of being abused and how they felt robbed and that justice won't be served because of Epstein's suicide. Meanwhile, Epstein's defense attorneys were there as well, and they told the judge they have serious doubts regarding Epstein's prison death being a suicide. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Non-attorney spokesperson and sponsored by Open Jar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. If you were issued earplugs between 2002 and 2016 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-958-2145 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-958-2145 now. Again, 800-958-2145. That's 800-958-2145.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Y'all want to keep it real, don't you, on the Kevin Jackson Show? I know you do. You want to keep it real, right? So, if I say to you that the Democrats have a color barrier, would you believe me? Let me put it another way. If Barack Obama were a dark-skinned brother, he wouldn't have gotten elected. He was a light-skinned Negro. And Harry Reid said what the Democrats are thinking. We, on the other hand, we've nominated, looked at Herman Cain, Ben Carson, Dr. Alan Keyes, some dark-skinned brothers. Who have they looked at? Jesse Jackson? Jesse Jackson was too black, but he had another problem. Y'all know what I'm about to say. He had that Negro dialect. So Jesse Jackson talked like this here. Jesse Jackson talked like this. He talked fast. Jesse said, "We're gonna put the hope in their brains and not dope in their veins." And you know he had that cleft palate when he was younger, couldn't speak right, so that's why he speaks that way. But he's very ethnic sounding. So he can't get elected. But Barack Obama had neither. He was a light-skinned Negro with no Negro dialect, and that made him very marketable. So the left went out and they said, well, let's find us some more light-skinned Negroes. And enter Cory Booker and Kamala Harris. Two people who were given Senate positions. Why? Because they're light-skinned Negroes. That's it. Oh, they're really smart. Cory Booker's a Rhodes Scholar. Let me tell you something. I would put my intellect up against Cory Booker, and I would only bring 10%. And I'd whoop his butt. Rhodes Scholar, my butt. Yeah. Okay. If that makes you feel good. It makes these leftists feel good. He's a light-skinned Negro, and he's a Rhodes Scholar. I'd ask him a very simple question. Why isn't he doing better? He is light-skinned. Oh, he doesn't have that crazy story of his father being a goat herder or something like that. They got his grades. He's a Rhodes Scholar. He's smart, so there's no hiding his grades. He is Obama on steroids. Cory Booker is. I'm making a point. Y'all may not get it yet, but I'm making a point. Cory Booker is Obama times 10. He will show you his grades because he's a Rhodes Scholar. He will. He's a senator. Probably served longer than Obama did. He's running for president. He has no Negro dialect for the most part. He's as light-skinned as Barack Obama. I don't know what his story is beyond that, but maybe he's even gay. For goodness sake, why aren't the Democrats, why aren't the Democrats salivating over their new light-skinned Negro with no Negro dialect? I'm sure somebody can give me an answer on that. He fits the bill perfectly. You got one dude replacing another dude. Even smarter. For reals. Right? Rhodes Scholar. And then we get Kamala Harris. Light-skinned. I don't know if she's legit. I said in the previous part of the broadcast, maybe she isn't. But neither of her parents were natural-born citizens. She's constitutionally not eligible. But even if she were, she isn't going to make it. But here's my question to the Democrats. You came off of baby black Jesus, the most gifted light-skinned Negro with no Negro dialect. You got two to pick from, and you're not picking either one. You're still picking old white men. And from what I hear, for the longest time, it was Biden and Sanders. And now I hear it's Warren who's surging. You're picking a fake Indian over your light skin, no Negro dialect. Well, maybe Kamala Harris does have a Negro dialect. And let's face it, she is a bit darker than Barack Obama. Just a smidge. But somebody asked, was that smidge too much? See, and it was a Democrat. It was a leftist pundit who asked this. Is Kamala Harris too dark? Would moderate Republicans accept Kamala Harris? See, the host of MSNBC signaled that she may be too dark for conservatives. You know, for moderate Republicans. Now, let me tell you this. If you're a Republican, you are 93% for Donald Trump, no matter who the left runs, who wins. But if you aren't, if you're one of that 7%, the question to you is Kamala Harris too dark? It has nothing to do with the fact that she spends more time supporting the children of illegals on the border than she does caring about American citizens. Nothing to do with that. Nothing to do with her support of Jussie Smollett, the vicious liar, a lying skank, who got away with a crime. It has nothing to do with her sleeping her way to the top. It has nothing to do with her saying she's going to raise taxes through the roof, that she's going to confiscate your guns. It's got nothing to do with that. No, it has to do with her being maybe just a smidge too black. Now, I don't know. I don't know what you come to do. I don't know how dark we need to prove ourselves with Alan Keyes and Herman Cain, but I'd say we've been vindicated. I don't know how you guys feel. Unbelievable. Raising the question of, do we think along racial lines? Here was the article in Fox News. He said, it is no surprise MSNBC is far from welcoming for Republicans. But Stephanie Ruhle's odd question to a GOP pollster still raised eyebrows. During a panel discussion about Michigan Rep. Justin Amash's official departure from the Republican Party, Ruhle asked WPA's intel Chris Wilson if a potential 2020 run complicates President Trump's reelection, something Wilson argued may actually benefit the president. There are a lot of people out there, Republicans, who would define themselves as never Trumpers. They're probably looking for someone else to vote for, Wilson said, before turning his attention to potential alternatives for moderate Republicans in 2020. If Joe Biden is the nominee, they may be able to vote for him. But they're going to be able to vote for an Elizabeth Warren or a Kamala Harris or a Bernie Sanders. So what Amish may do is give them a siphon. Now, first of all, anybody that wants to believe Justin Amash is a legitimate candidate for president is a joke. I could run for president and get as many votes as him. As he is, technically, I should have said it. They said, then when that's when the interview took an odd turn. After Ruhle appeared to be puzzled that Wilson grouped the California senator with progressive 2020 hopefuls like Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. Why not a Kamala Harris, Ruhle asked. Just because she's a little bit too far left, Wilson responded. And what policy? The liberal MSNBC host pressed. Because it sounds more like she's too black. Now, I've already gone through this and said to myself, really? What? Kamala Harris could be purple. She could be whiter than snow frickin' white. And I'll tell you right now, I would have nothing to do with her. Wilson was taken aback by Rule's comment, calling it absurd. Question why she didn't ask if Bernie Sanders was too old first. I get with Bernie and Elizabeth Warren, I'm just trying to understand, Rule explained herself. And you really think there's that much separation ideologically between them, Wilson shot back. I mentioned them because they're the front runners. That's why I brought that up, for no other reason than that. To make the comparison is because of color of her skin is really a little bit too 1960s for my taste and is not a fair statement. Now, here's what I want to explain to you. Rule, the MSNBC host, isn't asking that of you. She doesn't think that of you. She's espousing her own view. She's going, you know, I can't quite get behind. I can get behind Barack. Yeah, I can get behind him, but I can't get behind her. She's a little darker, and she has a bit more of an ethnic sound to her voice, kind of like a soul sister thing going. That's what she's telling you. It's not a condemnation of you. And the guy was right. I didn't listen to the interview. I didn't even get a clip. We didn't get a clip, did we? Because I would have liked to have heard that exchange, how it really went down. But here's what I want you to understand, America. You are not racist. You, conservative America, are not racist. Now, don't misunderstand me. You are smart. And you know to cross the street when a bunch of 17-year-old black kids wearing the uniform of the hood are coming your way. You're smart enough for that. That doesn't make you racist. That makes you smart. That makes you discerning. Now, some will go, that's bigoted. No, it isn't. That's smart. And there are lots of things you do that are smart, that have nothing to do with race other than the fact that you know the statistics. For example, you won't go to where there's a high concentration of black people in a town that tends to be more one of the poorer areas. You won't have gas up there. You won't go to McDonald's there. You will drive through there as fast as you can. If for whatever reason you have to go, you will make sure your car is running well because you're smart. Anyway, what a comment.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Not only do we know that the dossier was unverified, but we know that most of the dossier was false, and yet they continued on to spy on an American citizen and use that information as if it were credible, and they actually, it's even worse than that, Sean. Here's the problem, is the FBI knew it. They fired Christopher Steele, then continued to use him as a credible source, and now there's headlines out there saying that Christopher Steele somehow has this verifiable dossier. Let me just tell you, that's flat out false. John Solomon's reporting is accurate.
Craig. You know, I had to laugh when I read these stories in the Washington Post and Politico. They were essentially saying, oh, the IG found Steele credible, therefore his dossier must be credible. That is preposterous. Not only has Mueller debunked it, And the FBI debunked it. Thanks to John's reporting, we now know that for sure. A year ago in my book, I went through every single allegations of collusion and debunked it. It was classic, as I wrote, Russian disinformation. What they always do is the Russians will throw in one or two tidbits of truth, which they did. But they had nothing whatsoever to do with Trump-Russia collusion.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. It's not going away for the Democrats. Mueller testimony has been pushed out as Democrats strategize how to turn lies into the truth. It won't work. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Every day, AOC pulls some publicity stunt that backfires badly on her party, and she's done it again. Every day, Democrats demonstrate to their base that they are nuttier than squirrel turds. And if you think that they're going to win in 2020, you're delusional. 844-551-8255. The stock market growing, as does the future of America. Get your shades out because it's bright, baby. The future of this country, finally, an upswing. In a time of quantitative tightening, not quantitative easing, Donald Trump is making a mockery of the Obama administration's economic policies. Citizens begin planning more, new businesses, retirement, travel, legacies for their children, etc. Trump is building a utopia that Democrats dreamed of creating and that they fight against. Because the dirty secret is the Democrats don't want their base to know that utopia doesn't exist as they know it. If you gave Democrats everything they wanted, everything and everybody would be dead within a decade. They talk about global climate change. Global political change was crushing the world economy, not just the American economy. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, talking some strength, some sense into people who are afraid. Afraid of what? Afraid of the reality that Donald Trump is the first president in a while, probably since Reagan, who actually knows what he's doing, understand what he wants to create policy-wise, and said what he was going to do policy-wise. Democrats destroy stuff from disease, pestilence, crime, genocide, and a host of other things that kill societies. That is what the Democrats thrive on. That is what they promote. This is not an anti-Democrat tirade. This is me explaining Democrats to you. Now, they get mad. Oh, Kevin Jackson, you just hate Democrats. I don't hate Democrats. I love everybody. I hate stupidity. Unfortunately, Democrats are masters of stupidity. I read that the Clintons got booed at a Billy Joel concert. And the reason why they fit nicely into this narrative is because the Democrats invested in the Clintons. They put a lot of effort into him and the Bill Clinton and Hillary. And the same could be said of Obama. And I'll talk about that in a bit. But anyway, the Democrats over decades invested in the Clintons. They said, we want these Arkansas hillbillies to be our leaders. And you know what it did? It backfired. It took two decades for it to really settle in that these people are nothing but crooks. And what did they do? They did everything they claimed they wouldn't do. They used nepotism, intimidation. They used feminism. They used feminists. They used black people. They used Latinos. They used anybody in order to get ahead, to feather their own nest. And these people went from being worth nothing to being worth over $200 million, building a foundation that had endowments of billions that effectively was extorting the entire world. Governments and companies, multinational corporations, all capitulating to what the Democrats' whims were, the Clintons' whims. And the Democrats were happy to invest. They kept throwing money at it. Why? Because it was a good investment in their eyes. They didn't care how crooked Hillary and Bill were, because that's what Democrats do. They say, they're gaining power, get on the power train. It was surprising that they jettisoned Hillary Clinton back in 2008 and chose Obama. The Clintons thought they were invincible, and then baby black Jesus was born. And that was when it all started going downhill. Clinton's got booed at the Billy Joel concert. They've been dismissed, defanged, declawed by their own party. Now they're doing what comes naturally. They got to try to find the money. Hillary Clinton is speaking for a fraction of what she was before. The Clinton Foundation is in triage. A while back, a guy wrote this. The kickoff of their national speaking tour billed as a one-of-a-kind conversation with two individuals who have helped shape our world and who offer remarkable insights into where we go from here. The event simply underscored why Hillary Clinton lost. Overpromise, underdeliver, avoid accountability, and expect the masses nonetheless to be satisfied. Those are cruel words for what exactly happened. And why am I bringing this up? Because they finally canceled that ill-fated tour. I told you the Clintons wouldn't speak anywhere significantly in 2019. Back in November of 2018, October even, I told you that nobody cares about the Clintons. But the bigger issue is this: as go the Clintons, so go the Democrats. That's what I wanted to make. That's the point I wanted to make. This guy said his ticket cost him $210, bought him 90 minutes of longtime Clinton lackey Paul Bagala launching such softballs as, is this a two-state solution dead? What's happening to American politics? How does it feel to watch the Bin Laden raid? Why are the Democrats losing rural voters? How did you raise such an amazing daughter? He goes on to say he wished he had exaggerated it. They only touched on the current events a little bit because it was meant to be a Bill and Hillary healing tour. Let everybody know we're really good people and we're really popular and you need to stick with us. But guess what? The Me Too movement put a little damper in it, thanks to you, because you were smart enough to say, wait a minute, I don't want to see a sexual predator on tour making money. What next? They're going to have R. Kelly open for him. Here's what he wrote. Coverage of the snooze fest was typically respectful and anodyne, yet the most exciting moment of the night made little news. Not quite halfway through the event, a man in the front row stood up and said, Bill, this is boring. Why don't you talk about... And then Hillary immediately began talking over him, saying important political conversations. But here's why I wanted to bring this up, because this is old news. A guy yelled out, Jeffrey Epstein! This was months ago, folks. Months ago. The story I'm telling you about happened in November, October, November time frame. People were yelling it out. They said the heckler was swiftly hauled away and the conversation returned to Bill talking about the good old days when he was president. There were no good old days when he was president. Other than the Republicans did the contract with America that forced his hand. I'm bringing all this up because what I'm telling you people is that the Democrats' great white hope, everything that they've been betting on for the last few decades, is now a wasteland. It is barren, scorched earth. It will hold no seed. A seed can find no purchase. There is nothing there to be gained. Don't follow them into the scorched earth, because they're going to starve to death and so will you. And many Democrats and independents have realized this. Many Republicans who are quick to turn away and start supporting Democrats because they're a bunch of weak-kneed sissies have finally said, you know what, we have a champion. We have somebody we can stand behind. And the more voices like mine that get out there that people finally get to hear are making people get a backbone and say, you know what, I'm not going to take this anymore. I'm not going to stand for the cause of racism. You can call me whatever you want, but I'm not going to listen. Give yourselves an applause. Give yourselves a hand. We've exposed the Democrats at every level. When it is done in 2020, there will be nothing left of them. It'll be like hyenas ate them. No gristle, no bones, no horns, no hooves, nothing. I'll talk to you again soon.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.